Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you were to have $16 million taken from you, Danny, would you notice?
Yep.
You would?
I would. I'm the kind of guy that
can
would
I write
notice.
That down? Hold on real quick. Danny would notice. Did you see this story?
I certainly did.
That Ipay, the interpreter for Shohei Ohtani, his buddy, an interpreter, is being accused by feds of stealing $16 million from Shohei, and he didn't even notice.
Well, first of all, it must be nice. I'm the kind of person, and you would make fun of me for this, by the way. Like if we were just two filthy rich buddies that are like taking our PJs everywhere, you know, it's like I'll meet you with my private jet on your island. No, meet me with my private jet on your island. Whatever.
That's how you know I'm not a rich buddy, by the way, is when you said PJs, I'm like, why are we packing our pajamas and going somewhere?
We're just in our PJs. Listen, I would always know how much money I have at all times. Always. There would never be a second that would
be
go
honest,
by.
If your wife spends like $23 tomorrow on something,
I'm going to know.
Do you notice before bedtime?
Yes. Now, I'm not saying anything. I know better than to do that. Then, like, I'm not going to question it, but I know. I need to be made aware. I need to know at all times. Head on a swivel. All I ask is to not be surprised. And I think we've come to a pretty good accord in that regard, right? Where I just don't want to do the thing where I go, hey, what is this $481 on something? If there's something like that, if it's beyond like the usual, I spent $5 at the commissary or the $5 at the little, to get a Twix bar out here at our little market, right? If it's beyond the normal kind of small daily spending, we notify each other. There's a conversation, and that's all I ask. I just need to know. Not that, that no one's going to do anything about it. There's no anger. There's no backlash. There's no SummerSlam. None of that stuff. We need the information. We need to know. And I would always know. So if you stole $16 million from me, I would figure that out pretty quick.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. You're listening to The Fan. Jay Gruden, former head coach of the then Redskins, is going to be on the show today at 3 o'clock because we want him to break down all the quarterbacks in this class for us. He's done a lot of detailed film study on the QBs, former NFL coach, former coordinator. Want to hear what he thinks about each of them. We'll go through his assessments on all the top QBs. Back to Shohei. Do you think that he didn't know that his interpreter had taken $16 million from him, allegedly, because he's got so much money? Or do you think he doesn't deal with it? Like, he's not on his app looking at his money because he's got people doing that for him. Maybe even the interpreter. I mean, he did a lot, it sounds like, of the, like, chores and little errands and things for Shohei. I guess it's possible you get entrusted to help him financially or, hey, I'll send the money over to this person. I'll get this into your account for you. And then you're pulling the strings, allegedly. I don't know. But I'm just trying to wrap my head around not knowing that someone had taken $16 million from me, because I have to be able to believe that to then get to the point where I feel like Shohei is the victim here and there's not a second story that everyone should be digging into.
So this is going to sound bad. I don't mean it to at all. Like, you might be able to do that to my wife. In other words, she doesn't want to deal. Like, she's like, I don't like it. You deal with it. And it's good that we're matched that way. Like, I like dealing with financial stuff, right? I like dealing with, this is where, you know, we have a little bit of savings, so we'll invest it here, or we're doing this, or we're going to do this with our 401ks, or I like that kind of stuff. She does not want to deal with it. So if she was a multimillionaire, however many times over, like Shohei is, I guarantee she'd have somebody doing it for her. Does that make sense? And Shohei may very well be someone like that, who's like, obviously I'd like to earn the money. That's awesome. I can't be bothered. I cannot fill my head with that, the as Matthew McConaughey said in the Wolf of Wall Street, that like above the neck mustard, you know, like that whatever stuff up there. I don't want to deal with any of that. I'll give it to somebody else and they'll take care of it and make my 1 million turn into 1.3 million after 5 years. They'll do it and that's fine. That's the path for something like this, right? Where I got to worry about hitting a baseball, dude, and then throwing it at 100 miles an hour and working on my sweeper and my spin rate and my tilt and all that other kind of stuff. I'm too busy being the best baseball player of all time to worry about that crap. That's the path for me. But I don't know, man. The whole story is wild, and I don't know what I believe yet. I know what the affidavit says. I read the article, too. I still don't know what I really think.
Well, I also wonder, like, it's not like he's got the money in his checking account.
Mm-hmm.
So the same account that he takes his debit card when he runs over to the grocery store to get some ice cream because he and the new wife want to watch their favorite Netflix show on an off night to eat some ice cream, and all of a sudden the account is from $17 million down to $1 million. Like, I don't think that's what we're talking about. My guess is, like most people, he's got his checking account, savings account, whatever it is, and then he's got money somewhere. And that's the money he's not constantly looking at, although the bit on the junkies, I guess, is that Cakes is looking at his accounts every morning, right, or whatever that is. And I'm the same kind of guy. I just always want to know exactly what I've got where. But maybe he's one of those guys where, out of sight, out of mind, mm-hmm. I've got an account. In his case, it's a lot bigger than your account or my account.
There's some more commas in it.
But he's got it working for him in markets, and maybe that's where the money came from. So I'm just trying to get to the bottom of how it's possible to not know that. But I think you see this sometimes with celebrities, with athletes, and it's oftentimes the person that's really close to them, that they trust, that handles a lot of their business, so to speak. And that is certainly the allegation here with his interpreter and supposedly one of his best friends.
Yeah, it's like if E stole from Vince on Entourage. You know what I mean? Like, it sounds like it's to that level, right? Again, according to the affidavit, as I'm kind of reading this article and figuring it out, this is all alleged, whatever I'm supposed to say. But when you give somebody that kind of access, right, you always hear about the negative stories. You never hear about, yep, and everything was fine, and the investments were good, and we lived happily ever after, which I'm sure happens probably more often than not. You hear about these kinds of horror stories where, you know, whether it's siphoning off slowly but surely, whether it's big chunks that end up missing from multiple accounts, it is crazy to think that $16 million were taken without Shohei's knowledge until like the very end. You know what I mean? Like, that's, again, according to the affidavit from the FBI, that it's $16 million over several years to pay off an illegal gambler, which there's so much about it that is so crazy. But that may be the craziest part, by the way, is if it really is this dude, right, who's Shohei's buddy.
Well, mind you, it's in Shohei's name in some cases.
And that's the key. But an illegal bookmaker just going, sure, put more bets in. I'm sure you're good for it. Like, at $9 million, at $11 million, at $11.6 million. Like, there's no like, hey, are you gonna pay me? You know what I mean? Like, it just seems wild to me, man.
Yeah, there's a lot about this story, I think, that needs to continue to be dug into. And it's going to take time. You know, yesterday, there was a lot of shtick still about, funny how there's been no charges. Well, these things don't happen overnight. So now the feds have come forward, and this is the accusation, and the charges could be coming. And I think it's we're all trying to figure this out, and it's going to take several weeks, maybe a couple months. And you know that the reporters in L.A. are digging as deep into this with shovels as they can mm-hmm. right now to try to get to the bottom of exactly what's going on. But that is a staggering sticker shock number today to see $16 million allegedly taken from Ohtani, and he found out basically when the rest of us did somehow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.